Boom. Hey, Sora, good to see you.
Good to see you.
All right, I'm back. Hey, everybody. Good to be here with you guys. Josh and Tim, good, man. Good to see you. Tom, good to see you out to Norway and back. Yeah, I talked to some people who aren't on the calls regularly, and they're getting a lot out of it, but said, you know, their brains don't work in 1.0 speed, so that's cool. I can get that. They're watching the replays and jumping in, so I will bring any challenges that people present. If you guys have those, post them to me early, and I can certainly address them here. Wow, is this shirt doing some weird thing with the lines?
Yeah, it's trippy.
Oh my gosh, it's all Groovy Judy on us. Dang it. I wonder if I should grab a different shirt. Holy cow, that's gonna kill somebody. Only have a woman's blouse down here. That's not good. All right. Hey, good guys. I listened to Module 9 this morning and my brain was kind of just rocking from listening to Mike Michalowicz. I hope you guys had a chance to listen to him, whether Prophet First sinks into your life right now or whether it takes a year or 2 years, it's so inspirational to hear that talk again. It had been a few years since I'd heard that module. And dang, he was lit up. It was really, really good. And producers, extra tips for getting in producers. What else did I hear me talk about on there? Oh, viral videos. You know, we talked about that kind of stuff. And I saw some people in the group this week playing with it. Tim had one that I thought was totally cool. And, you know, your great line was, you know, how do I make, you know, why didn't this work? And it's golf shots, man. It's golf shots to some extent. I know you heard Chris Bliss or Judson Lapley or Sean Haynes all talk about that. It's getting out there. So, boy, I challenge you, Tim. I thought I saw you for a second. Oh, yeah, you're there. Yeah, you took off a hat or something. My photographic memory. Yeah, I challenge you just to step up and say, man, I at least got the system for this, but boy, I would love to see one like that. Do one that's that quick, that's about the political state of this world that's falling apart, man. Just do a video about that paints the picture so solidly so quickly. That was great.
I really wanted to do one about, I don't know how much you guys are on Facebook, but the whole Yanni and Laurel thing a couple weeks ago, but that had about a 2-day shelf life. So
oh, I didn't know about that.
Yeah, it's kind of like the old on Facebook a long time ago, like, oh, is this dress blue or is it gold? Do you remember that? I don't know.
It was that audio clip.
Yeah, Laurel and Yanni was an audio clip, and it seemed to like take over Facebook for a couple days. And I think if somebody would have hopped on that right away and made a humorous, magical tie-in, could have been something, but
yeah, that's
a
great
a week later and it's old news. So
oh yeah, it's funny, you know, and those things do resurface. You know what that comes up for me is kind of looking at life through the eyes of through the lens of creation. You know, how can I create something? How can I take just something and not make it perfect and just get it out and do something? So yeah, there probably is 100 things you could have done with magic along that way, or music. You know, does this song sound like Elton John, or is this Tina? You know, I don't know. I have no idea. I don't even know how many keys are on a piano, but actually I do because I looked it up for someone recently. But yeah, you know, if there's some way to, not worry about the perfection of it and look at life through the lens of creation, there's all kinds of ways to play that. So
I've come from a history of doing political humor and social commentary, and that so doesn't work anymore so much. Not just not in the corporate world, but in the cabaret world. People are like, you know, there's such a polarization going on.
So divided, right?
Yeah, so I put up that post. I did a post about Taylor Swift did a cover version of Earth, Wind & Fire September. And it was horrendous. It was so bad. And people were like, well, no, I kind of like Taylor. This sort of reminds me of her early days when she was young and dumb and didn't know what she was doing. So innocent. I'm like, you're missing the point. So in order to make that humorous, I came up with a spot, and I started sketching these out. And we're going to shoot it tomorrow. And as you just brought it up to him, I don't know if the shelf life is still there, but it's basically Earth, Wind, and Fire covering all of Taylor Swift's songs. So we're just going to fuck with that concept.
That could have a niche market. That's pretty interesting.
But, you know, I've got a band and I've got video crew and I've got, you know, six guys together and it's scheduled and we're right. And I'm like, oh my God, am I putting in all this time for something that's going to be like smoke and mirrors by Tuesday? Like, you don't know, man. It's such a fickle world.
You know what it does do for sure, though, Dan? It gets the brain thinking, you know, it gets that first pull on the, you know, on the chainsaw. And, you know, right. It never starts on that first pull. So,
yeah.
So good, man. Good for you for doing it. That sounds like a big project. Hopefully you're not coming out of pocket on this. Is this something people want to do and playing with?
No, man. I got everybody lined up, and a friend of mine has gear, and people have talents. Friends have talent.
Good.
And audio, and they're all on board because there's an upside to it with just vlogging in general.
Sure. Yeah, that they were involved in it.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the thing. It's funny. I was listening to that, you know, viral video lesson today, and I was like, yeah, you know, I think the bottom line when I talk about it is like, it's every single minute of every day, and we can't do it every minute of every day, but it's always better to be doing something than nothing. You know, it's just always better. You know, attention is attracted towards motion, and, you know, the more motion we can make, the better. It's like sometimes I got on calls and or I did, you know, cold calling and got out there, but it's just like everything leads to doing, everything leads to somewhere and nothing leads to nowhere. So I think we're done for today. That was huge.
Okay. Barry, I have something to share on that might be beneficial to the group.
Love that.
I shared it with my accountability group. I watched an interview with Justin Flom, who's a friend of mine, and he's probably one of the most successful magicians as far as YouTube followings and all of that. And before he really hit it big, he just decided he was going to put out as much good content as he could for a year and not worry about how many followers, likes, nothing. He didn't care about any of that. He did that for a year until finally he had a video called Soldier's Deck of Cards hit, and it got shared like crazy. And it ended up that Ellen caught wind of it. And later he found out that when they looked at it, they went to his channel and they saw this huge library of material. And then they were able to say to him, we want you on our show, and we want this trick, and we want that piece, and we want that piece. So none of those really were what helped him hit it big, but because he had this library of content, I found that fascinating. So,
wow, that's really cool. Thanks for sharing that. You know, there may be some interesting, Dan, even along the lines of this Earth, Wind, and Fire thing, you know, if it works out and you guys can do things like that. Boy, but, you know, taking the Justin Flom technique of, like, we're just doing it.
I want to comment on that. My buddy, who I work with a lot, he also does YouTube videos, and he always says that even though this video one has a million views, a lot of people come to this video because they found the other one first, or they found this, and I earn money not on this video, but all the other ones I have because they came to that one first.
Yeah,
it's not never about the one video. It's all about the big map of all the videos connected together.
Yeah, that's interesting. And it's great to have, you know, to come there and then, you know, other videos by this person. You know, yeah, like there's this whole thing and Ellen's ready to put together a segment and just kind of say, here's the segment we want. That's really powerful. It's, yeah. So, sorry, I'm keeping a couple notes here. Yeah, good. So what came up for folks this week? What are you guys doing with what was in this module? Where are you stuck? And, you know, anything. As you know, in these calls, I just kind of whatever we need to pour out of the brain to make it work. I know Sora was working on something good. Did you have any movement on that you either want to share or?
Hey, so I posted a little bit. So a call came in for a corporate. We are pitching to them, but I had like a few last minute questions. So Barry, thanks for, giving me a quick call.
I was volunteering, blowing up 300 helium balloons. So I couldn't write, but I did get you on the phone.
So. So I sent a quick email off to the client. She's been out of the office though this week, so I haven't actually gotten to talk to her yet. She should be back today. So after this call, I'm going to jump on the phone and give her a call.
Cool.
We've been working all day, so we just got back to the hotel, and I jumped on this call, and then we're going to dive into that after.
Excellent. Okay, good. All right. No updates on that. And let's see. Someone was talking in the group, and I just read through a whole bunch of messages, but it was about lowering their price for a second year, and or was that in the alumni group? Dang it. Was it in here?
I was talking about a lead that came in yesterday, and Hans and I were talking about possibly lowering the price.
Okay, gotcha. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Stop the insanity.
That's what it was. That's right. That was my thing. It's like, yeah, I did want to just to make that one a live conversation as well, so we could do it. And there's this thing that goes on in our brains, and it's based on, you know, our parents' belief about money, you know, whatever we were brought up when you asked for something. I shared some of this in the interview with Mike Michalowicz. It's like, you know, whenever I asked for something as a kid, it's like, we don't have money for that. What do you mean? And it's a scary place to be at, because really what I want everyone in here to come out of with is, all I'm here to do is see if there's a fit. And part of that fit is my price. And if it's not, no problem. You know, I got a lot of people I can turn you on to, and I trust we'll work together at another time. So boy, yeah, it was hard to hear that. Should I start lowering my price in the second sentence when you haven't even talked to him yet? I'll be honest. Yeah. So keep an eye on that. And really, let's just keep money as a line item. It's the weirdest thing to say. You know, I just got this email to go down. Someone said, we're coming from France, from the biggest TV station in France, you know, whatever it's called. And we're doing a 13-minute special on Robin Williams, and we want you to, we'd love to have you come down and be interviewed about all your years on the road. So I wrote him back, we're in Northern California, great if you want to fly us down, put us up, ground transportation, and then a big fat fee. I just put a big ass number there, because before that email, I didn't have that possibility. Let me mute everybody, sorry about that. Thomas, cover yours for a second, sorry. Yeah. Unmute yourselves, you guys, when you want to talk. I got no problem making this interactive, but let's just keep the, let me see how I close that. Close. Wrong one. Sorry. The recording ends up a little weird if I don't do this right. Yeah, there we go. So I put all that stuff, and I've not heard back from TV France, who wrote me telling me how big they are and how much, you know, what an important station they are. But, you know, we'll see. So it's, I don't ever want the money to be anything more than a line item. I don't want it to be hidden in shadow. I don't want it to be wait until, you know, a certain time. It's just like when you're laying out your proposal, what you want, just have it be one of the items there. The more you handle it like that, the more your prospects will. You know, we've already seen a couple examples of that in this group. And I like that. And then Hans had a great one the other day about this $4,000 US one in Norway. You know, lines are here to be shattered, man. That's all I can tell you is they're here to be shattered. You have plenty of things that a $4,000 celebrity can't bring to an event. You know, a lot of value you can add to it. So, you know, it's a matter of us getting in there, showing up like the superheroes we are, and then just being not being afraid around the money part. It's that, yeah. That'll kill us every time.
So while it's no $4,000 gig, I did for the first time ever just book a show and invoice them through Mago without ever having discussed what the price of the show is going to be.
No.
Like, yeah. So
you just sent it over there?
But no, here's the thing. So we had the full conversation, and they were just, and I was like, so how do you want to proceed from here? And they just went, oh, well, let's book it then. And so I just went, okay, great. I'll have an invoice and a performance agreement over to you in a half hour. And they're like, great. Boom. Signed it. Sent it back to me. And I was like, oh, I should ask for it.
So, Tom, that's handling it so big that, I mean, the money thing was just, it never even came up. And that's so possible. I've had so many things. I had big trade shows that worked that way. It was just like they got so lost in the opportunity and the possibility and the transformation that their show could become. It was just like, yeah. Let's just do it. So, man, good for you. I love it. And did you have a little sticker? Did they? You think there was any sticker shock, or they just sent it back going, "Oh, that was it. It's a line item."
It was signed, and the deposit was paid within an hour, and then 2 hours for the invoice to get paid.
Jeez, man, yeah. Dude, well done.
I just want to see all of Tom Kennedy's whiteboard back there, so I can get more productive.
It's mirror image, man. I hope you can read. That's not a problem for you.
Oh, right. It's all mirrored. Yeah. Looking, yeah. Good for you. Yeah. Well, I'm sure he shared the brilliance that's going on. Was Mago new to you? Have you just started using it?
Let me look at something.
Me?
Yeah.
No, I started using it last April.
Oh, okay, cool. But you just put out an invoice though without talking about price. That was the big piece.
Yeah, that was it. I was just like, oh yeah, I do all my invoicing and all my contracts and everything through Mago.
Good.
But it's just that it never came up, and I was so confident in it that we were moving forward.
Did Michael help you with that Facebook pixel you were trying to convert? I saw in the group yesterday.
So I posted an idea. He told me that it should work, and then I did not try that second part.
Okay.
And actually Hans was helping me out too with the Facebook pixel. He gave me some great – go ahead, Hans.
Yeah, you don't need event things on the new thing they put on – you don't need that. If you have the Facebook pixel on your page, that's all you need. You can track, from event sites on specific URLs. Like me and you talked about.
Yeah, I mean, what you need that for is for the dashboard to be accurate in Facebook to see the price, the value of conversions and whatnot. But you can just have the regular pixel on any page, and then in Facebook you do this stuff. You know, if they've been to this page, they're an interested lead. In Sugar Free, we have them, the first thing they get a pixel. If they've been to a second page that we send them, a third page. By the time they've been to three pages that we send them to, we know they're ready to buy, so we'll just put an ad for 24 hours in front of them that just says there's a, we're doing a summer special or whatever, and come on in. Because, at that point, they're just waiting. They've told you with their mouse click that they're interested. So, yeah, that may be a way outside of what we're talking about here. But we can nerd out on Facebook pixels on another call. We should have a jam session just talking about Facebook, actually. It'd be fun. Oh, go ahead.
Hey, so I don't know how everybody else feels, but you are really like a master at conversation and presenting your ideas in a way that's, I don't know, let's say non-threatening or scary, and positioning yourself. And I'm just wondering, do you have a lot of what you're talking about actually like written down, of ways to present yourself, just your thoughts on actual conversations? I know it pops up here and there and I miss half of it. And it would be really cool to just have, for lack of a better term, scripts, not that I would use it exactly verbatim, but to have some of it for different scenarios would be really a cool addition to the course, I think.
Wow, okay. The good thing I can tell you about, and I don't know how much of a reader you are, but all the modules are transcribed. And does it happen more in the lives? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of times you're just talking and you just present something. You just talk about, and it just flies off the top of your head.
I hear you.
And rather than me having to think and go through it, I mean, I have my scripts and stuff that I've developed, but, it would be really great to have more of your actual wording and just
I hear you. Yeah.
Just hey, let's hop on the phone for 5 minutes and discuss this and see if we're a good fit. That's a great line.
Yeah.
And it's like the other one that you told me was you've told everybody, let's work together when neither of us has blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. Have to compromise. Yeah.
Yeah,
I know that's often if you look in the PDFs or just use the search button on the website, you can find words. It searches the PDFs, which is, really cool. I don't even know how somebody waved the magic chicken bone to make that all work. But let me see. Is that going to, I don't have my screen share on yet. Let me turn that on. But yeah, there's a little magnifying glass up in the right corner of Showbiz Blueprint on the computer portal, and you can just punch in a word in there, and I guarantee you a lot of what I say is probably in there. Let's see. See if I know how to spell compromise. Yeah. Yeah, so, I mean, there's a lot in here. It's in the transcripts, and so, that's the best I can do. I wish I could... And maybe I can do that, Bobby. I don't want to say no.
I just thought maybe, but for what it's worth, I mean, that might be something for, I'm going to try to cut and paste what I can. And
okay.
If everybody has these little things that, that you maybe write down and you happen to catch a phrase that he says, it would be cool just to post it up there.
Yeah, that'd be great. Oh my God. That. Yeah.
Okay, that's all I wanted to ask. Thank you.
Yeah, good. And if I ever said anything and you're not clear on it, just drop me a line or, anything. Just say, what'd you say about this? And I'll grab a phone or something and replay it for you. Yeah.
Well, I had sent you an email and I hadn't heard back from you, but my question, and it probably applies to everybody else, which was, let me see if I can find, I'm sorry here.
No, sorry, I didn't, if I didn't answer you, I'm sorry about that. I do try and check them off and sometimes I get lost. I'm embarrassed that here. Wow, what is this, June 8th?
Yeah, it was about value adders. You know, you talked about, you know, at one point you mentioned, hey, one thing you could do is give like 5 CDs to their top executives. I've given people like a license to copy a CD and repackage it with their corporate image and this and that, and maybe hand it off, or even for weddings, you know, the bride and groom can hand off a free gift for their day or whatever. I'm just looking for other ideas for value adders, you know, specifically for what I do in music, but, you know, I'm sure it
right. Everybody. Yeah. I'm trying to think where I covered that. I thought there was something to get more corporate gigs about that, but let me see, you know, just, oh, so yeah, I think what I was saying was if you had a meet and greet, which, you know, you're going to probably do anyway, but put it in the contract as a bonus for these clients. You'll do a 15-minute meet and greet with the VIPs after the show. Mm-hmm. I mean, I used to put that in all the time, and I was just kind of putting my stuff away and wanting someone to talk to besides my partner. So I was really happy to do a meet and greet. But that makes it a valuable piece. So meet and greet is... You know, don't underestimate the value of this, because to you it's nothing. You're just there anyway. But to them, it's valuable. You know, CD, DVDs. What else is there? You know, this is a big thing that I love doing if you're doing any kind of content. And we did this all the time. We did follow-up webinars. And, you know, sometimes people would come to them. Either way, we'd have a recording and we'd be there. But if we did a thing on teamwork, we did our Juggling the Principles of Teamwork talk. We would just say, you know, in a couple of weeks, we're going to do a live webinar for all you guys. Huge perceived value in it. It's so easy to do. You know, kind of wait. That's for the music show. But I don't know how hard it is for someone with your skill level to offer an upsell to a personalized song. I know... our buddy in Chicago there could probably do it, you know, by the time he stands up from his chair. But if it's easy for you to do something like that and even add a verse into a classic song, you know, if you have an A-B-A-B rant rhyming pattern, I don't know how you do it. But that's an amazing value add to just always say, how can I do something, you know, one verse of a song about a company. Especially if it's a classic, you know, like What a Wonderful World or something. You guys are playing something like that, and all of a sudden it's about, you know, their widget or their people or their history, their company. So, oh, we're going to come to that. Yeah. You know, CDs, I think CDs are still, I don't know how in CDs are anymore, but if there's other ways to give music, you know, those kind of music cards or special passcodes to access. I don't know, man, the music business got turned on its head, didn't it? It's unbelievable.
Yeah, it did. I mean, I sell CDs at our concerts and when we're in theaters, but I don't sell them during corporate gigs. Once in a while, somebody will ask me for them. But I have the cards, the downloadable cards and this and that. But I don't know. People want CDs and not the downloadable cards.
Yeah, really what they want, I think, is some time with you. You know, more than anything, it's that moment, that little bit of connection. That's...
Yeah. I mean, I have friends that they have pictures, they sell pictures. I mean, that, you know, I mean, I this Rat yep. Pack where I work, that's what they do. They just sell pictures or posters and sign them or whatever. I'm wondering what everybody else does. Do you guys out there do anything similar to this or different than this?
And if you're watching on replay, throw it on the Facebook group if you could, please.
Are you speaking about selling CDs, or what are you asking, Bobby?
Just having other things to add value to your clients with, just over and above your show.
I would think for like me as a magician, like a interactive magic trick that I can do with the entire audience.
Right.
Whether that be a card trick or maybe everybody in the audience gets a branded deck of cards or a branded whatever and something like that, like a shared experience rather than, or, you know, some guys do like a customized illusion with the CEO or something like that. But for a magician, I would think that's one thing you could do.
You know, and there's two ways to, you know, the couple ways to look at it. One way is interest, you know, can you stand up above the competition if you offer this thing? What's the other idea I was thinking of with that? Oh, and then can you raise the fee? You know, can it justify a fee increase? And I know for sure that you could definitely do the interest piece if part of your package is we customize a verse of a classic song about your group. I mean, holy cow. That's a very big special value add that, you know, we used to always do a balancing trick. Like I had a trick that I had this platform and I would do some kind of a stunt, but I would just balance whatever their product or widget on it, you know, and it's amazing for people just to see their stuff and used in that way. This one company made backpacks and this was actually very messed up, but they made backpacks. It was like an REI type company or something. It was an outdoor company, and they painted these backpacks gold, and they were retiring people, and we actually announced it by juggling these six golden parachutes and throwing them to the people who were being retired. I thought that was kind of messed up, but I did it. So that was how they found out they were leaving. It was,
ooh,
yeah, tough crowd. Oh, I just lost my camera for some reason.
Yeah,
one of the things. We've done a variety of things as giveaways. I just saw John mentioned branded swag. We had a part of the show where we had them play musical instruments, real cheap stuff like grade school things. And then we branded our name on there. So shakers, shaker eggs, ribbons. I think we had other stuff. I don't think we had glow sticks, but we had like swirly things. And then we also just, as a thank you, as a follow-up years ago, we used to just give them a CD. It was a burned CD of all the popular tunes that everybody asked for, and we put our name on the cover and sent that out going, hey, we had a great time. We know these were some of your favorite songs, and they were all cover tunes. So I know I stepped on somebody's mechanical royalty rights, but, you know, it was all in-house, supposedly. And that was one of the things we did. We've done custom writing for jobs as an upsell a lot, so that's pretty easy to do. And it's for me to be able to say, oh yeah, here's your product line, here's your thing, and then boom, it's in, and they love it. They're like, oh my God, they're singing about us.
Yeah, it's pretty damn huge to be able to do something like that. That was beyond what I was able to do. What else have you guys done? Anyone else done stuff like that? I think I have to stay over here. I think my other camera may have died. So.
Well, the only, you guys know that I have a lot of swag, but I haven't customized it for a company because I got t-shirts, I got CDs, I got the Love Honey, obviously, stickers, bucket hats, but that all says Groovy Judy on it. The only extra thing I've done over the years is I've said, okay, I'll donate some CDs. I've tried to get people to buy them and they haven't bid at that yet. Buy them at a discounted rate to give out to customers, because that was an idea that someone suggested to me a long time ago, but no one's bid on that, so.
Yeah,
I like your idea of creating the song. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, that'd be
one thing I've had success with, and it's only been a couple of times, but it's been on some huge gigs that we've booked, was to let them rebrand a CD with their name and logo and all that stuff on, but they create some written content on the inside. And the written content's basically about this great experience you're going to have. And what they do is they use this as a marketing piece to kind of get the whole thing rolling. And that's been pretty successful a couple of times for me.
The other thing I've seen other people do is, you know, we talk about selling CDs, because I don't sell a lot of CDs anymore. I don't know why, but I see a lot of musicians are using USB drives.
Wow.
Yes, that seems to be the hot new thing. And you put like 3 or 4 albums on a USB drive with PDFs of lyrics, and you sell them at your shows for like $30 or $40.
Wow, that's and cars do have USB drives, so I mean a lot of cars do, but yeah, interesting.
Right. Yeah. On CD Baby, comedians were doing this too, giving a card out to a free CD or a free track. And you just enter the code and you get it. Now you've got their information and you can start selling them product. It's a hard copy card. So
yeah,
you're getting something physical, but they're not really getting a CD yet.
I have those download cards too, but nobody ever uses them. I've given tons of them out.
Wow.
Yeah.
No, I haven't had anybody really any luck with those, you know, either. And I think part of it's my market. I mean, my market is kind of a little older. They're not, if they were 17 or 20, 25, or let's say 25 and under, then they would probably be into that. But that's not my market.
Exactly. My mind is worrying, though. I would think I could hand out a card at my family shows for a kid to learn a free magic trick, you know? I mean, I already sell magic sets and DVDs and all that kind of stuff, but if you gave them something for free, but then you have their info and you can, because people will go online for their kids if their kids want to see something bad enough.
Are they doing it, Tim? Are they using it?
No, I haven't done that. I'm just selling merch right then. I wouldn't want it to sell my merch sales that I already have in place. That's a huge part of what I do, but
yep.
So I'm a little wary about giving something out for free, because then they might, oh, we'll just look at this at home, Johnny. I would hate that to happen.
yep. Right. All right, cool. That one exhausted. That's yeah. And sorry I didn't get back to you on that, Bobby. I'll at least send you a picture and brainstorm with you on
real
that.
Real quick, I have a question to Judy.
Yes, John?
You said that didn't work for you. Did the landing page, was it something like complicated? Like you had your website and then /, and then sort of, maybe it was a little inconvenient for them to type all this in. Maybe that was the inhibiting factor.
Are you talking about the download cards?
Yeah, you hand out a card, you say, go here.
Yeah, it's through CD Baby. So CD Baby puts a code on the card, and then they have to go to the CD Baby website and put in the code.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they need to type in a card. Do they have
almost like the free, you know, the free thing that comes down on my website. And that's something that I forgot her name now, the website.
Oh, little pop-up opt-in?
Yeah, I'm saying you really shouldn't have it because it's too soon, you know. So I'm going to take that off mine here. I got to get somebody to do that for me. But it's kind of the same with the card. I don't know. People are really leery about giving out their email.
Yeah.
What's been your experience, Bobby, with that? Does it capture people's email?
No, it doesn't. You know, once in a while, in the very beginning, it got a couple, but it really doesn't. You know, I mean, I even spent a lot of money creating a basically a GVI just for me, and it's in a really proprietary format. And the whole thing was originally for like investors, investment people, and people in real estate and stuff like that. And it was basically a way for me to be introduced to these people in lieu of me being there in person. And it's a great piece. The only problem that I have with it, and I will say that it scored me a couple of huge gigs, but other than that, it's struck out numerous times. And it's just because people, when you open it up, you have to put your name and your email address. And I'm the only person that sees it. And I tell people that, but they just don't want to do it. You know, they just don't want to, I don't know why. People are just very protective of that. So this customized, the CVI or just the regular GVI is really a better way to go. It's just that I didn't have to redo that every time.
Yeah. Well, you know, as these changes continue to alter business as we've always known it? What can we do as live performers? How can we use these tools to just become indispensable? That's the thing. I was funny on the phone. I was just looking while you were talking. I have Pandora and Spotify and, you know, two things for music. And, you know, I got to assume I'm more like a, yeah, that's probably a somewhat average amount of available music. So what is it that becomes like, I don't even want to put my card in, or I don't want to, it becomes difficult. So what can we do to make ourselves so invaluable to the live experience? Because that's where we're performing right now. That it's not even a question. And, you know, some of the things that we talked about before that Dan talked about, you know, just like that ease of being able to create something custom for them, for being so easy to work with, for getting people so engaged that it's, you know, it can't be replaced. That's what we have to be. I worked hard on separating myself as a comedy juggler in that world.
Yeah. One thing I have had success with, and this might really apply to a lot of people here, to everybody here, is that I learned this from somebody else that happened to be doing it because he built up a big list. My list is not necessarily of fans. I don't operate on a fan base. I work primarily private events. I do have a fan base in certain areas, but it's the minority of what I do. But in order to build a fan base, one thing we've done is in the middle of our shows, when everybody's having a great time and everything, I'll take out my phone.
Yes.
And I'll take it up and I'll say, hey, everybody, you know, for those of you that's not on our list, and we'll have some special background music playing for this and all that.
Yeah.
And I'll tell people, send a text over to this, you know, this number, or you can email this. And, you know, right now we're going to take two minutes to do this. And you're allowed to use your phone, blah, blah. We kind of make it a fun little joke. And then I get a whole slew of people right then and there that do that.
I love it.
And they're comfortable with it. So I don't know, if you haven't tried that, that might be worth trying for you guys as well.
And there's some good technologies now with texting, with games. There's this game, there's this website called Kahoot. You know, if you're ever at a place where you have a multimedia, you know, have an iMac or something behind you, man, set up a quick thing on this little app called, yeah, Kahoot, K-A-H-O-O-T. It is so damn much fun. Like we were just at this thing and all of a sudden we had a 10 question quiz and it showed the results right there. Really, 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 really crazy. But boy, being able to do stuff like that during a show, giving people permission to tag you on social media, put up a picture, say at the end of the show, we're going to come back on for our encore. And in the middle of our encore, we're going to go onto our Facebook page and pick a winner at random from this audience. Man, anything we can do to just highly engage our people and make it realize that this is not, you know, it goes back to what I was talking about, the viral videos, man. It's just always better to be doing something than not doing something. So
I've got a tip on that, on something I've discovered.
Please.
So I have these huge family audiences at my school shows. They're normally 300 to 800 people. And they're, you know, sitting with their kids. And I'm like, okay, I can get them to like my Facebook page, but then what do I do with them? And it's so frustrating. But I realized somebody once posted a photo of them and put it on my Facebook page. But I realized the coolest thing about that was that all of their friends could see that they had posted that photo on my page. And then somebody wrote under there, what's the Pro Kid Show? Oh, it's this awesome show at our school. You should have it. I'm like, holy cow, look what just happened. So now before my show starts, I'm behind my curtain, I'm backstage, but there's pre-show music playing and all of this. I get on my, and I make a couple of funny announcements. And then I say something like, you know, oh, check us out on Facebook, you know, type in these words and you'll find our fan page. Be sure to like us. Oh, and by the way, if you take a selfie with your family while you're waiting for the show and post it on our wall, you never know, you might get a special message back. And I say from Vern the Bird, because he's a puppet that I do
right.
That all the kids love. And you can hear all the kids going, Mom, Dad, we got to put this on there right now. So then, like every show, I'm getting probably at least, I don't know, 8 photos, not a ton. But
yeah,
I mean, I scroll through the last year on my fan page. If I click on visitor posts, it's so fun to just see all these families. But now, at any point, I can go on there. I could go on there now a year later and type, and it's going to all of a sudden be relevant content again on their page. It's on my page, but all of their friends could possibly see that. It's really, I don't know a lot about it, but I know that people that I don't know are commenting on these people's photos, even though they're not connected with my business.
Right. That's the social side of this thing. That's the viral side of it.
Yeah.
Hey, Tim, have you ever done a paid an ad, traffic to a post?
Yes. Yeah. Like on that Starbucks thing, I tried that.
Okay. But just even to that, those groups, for you to be able to hit your page followers, you could do it for $5. You could probably hit just about every one of them, I would imagine, through sharing. But just doing one that's about something that's happening in the news or something for kids or something for parents, I'd really
keep my eyes on all the people that have posted to my wall or have liked my page or not even.
Yeah, you set up the ad to show to people who like your page.
Okay.
Yeah, because unfortunately it's embarrassing. We get organic delivery from our page to maybe 1,000 people, and there's about 56,000 on it now. So what is that, 2%? Yeah, get to see it for free. And then we post stuff, and if we target the posting right, you know, it's free. It's printing money in a way. So I'd really take a look at, what can you say to this? You know enough about this audience to know how they became fans of your page. What's important to them? What's going on in the world?
Yeah.
And you know, what's worth
a little bit like Bobby, though. A lot of those people aren't my end, you know, unless I'm trying to sell them a magic set at the holidays or for a birthday or something, you know, I mean, I might be able to get a spinoff show or something, but my real clients are in the school market are usually one person, not the 300 people sitting there. Although I could hit them up with, hey, have you checked out the Corporate Showman or have you checked out this, you know, some of the other things I do, because all of those people have jobs. So.
Yep. Yeah. They do.
You could. I don't remember if the lady mentioned this with the Facebook advertising, but you can also build an audience that looks like to Facebook.
Yeah, the lookalikes.
Lookalike audience is what it's called. Lookalike audience. You can do that with people who have visited your website, even people if you have enough of them. I think you need at least 20 emails and phone numbers and then the name of people who have booked you. And then Facebook will find patterns or something and build an audience that's similar to that. So maybe you could do that with people on, I mean, I wouldn't do that on my Facebook page because I think probably most of the followers are either just my supportive mother or people who I've, I don't know, somehow manipulated to like my Facebook page, but not quite bookers.
I have a small cheat as far as like getting into like a children's market, which is that I had a viral video on a review of a Fushigi ball. And this was like a holiday toy that came out 10 years ago. And I really got really mad at it. That's a long story. But really, if you can attach yourself to the marketing of a holiday toy, that means like free marketing and YouTube views. That thing has gotten me a million views on YouTube on 5 different videos over 10 years. Like I still get a comment every day from that video.
What's that thing called?
Fushigi ball.
Fushigi ball. Wow.
Yeah. And they basically stole contact juggling and like remarketed it as this magical mystical ball. The problem was, is they told everybody it floated on its own, which made everybody think that I was a fraud, and I got really mad.
Wow.
And I made these really angry videos that were really sarcastic, but they were like Fushigi ball reviews, and they like, why is a Fushigi ball like an orange? Basically, like, you can buy an orange and you do the same thing, and yeah.
Right. And this is your video. This is the video.
Yeah, that's the video. That's the Fushigi ball, like an orange and or review or the,
yeah.
the most popular is what happens when you drop a Fushigi ball. And it's like me dropping the Fushigi ball, just like smashing it to pieces because I was really mad. But I did it
Oh, good for you. That's cool.
Yeah. So, but if you can attach yourself to like a Tickle Me Elmo or a fad like that, it can really make random views from all kinds of audiences, particularly children.
Yep, you get that the viral part there. It's funny, you know, one of the big things that I love doing, I have a VA who just does this. She just looks around for news, sugar in the news, and then comments on videos that are getting a lot of traffic. Just a simple comment, but using commenting as 30 days sugar free. So, I mean, just those simple things. I mean, if there's a VA or someone you could just do to concentrate on making you bigger than you can be yourself, even if it's 2 hours a week, you know, and it's someone who just wants to get their feet wet in this stuff. There are so many ways.
So basically, Don, you've hijacked the advertising and the promotion of that ball company. And every time somebody sees an advertisement for the ball, I'm sorry, I don't remember the ball, but they say, oh, there's never, then they Google the ball and that, there you are. So the more the ball becomes successful, the more you do. You have a percentage of that. You're like a barnacle.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, I'm attached to that in a large way. And I've gotten a lot of clients and a lot of, traffic, a lot of harassing and other things too, like a lot of just trolls, but, you know, the internet, so.
Yeah, look at this. Yeah, this is crazy. I mean, this has almost 1 million views, and here you are with 4,000 subscribers. I imagine a lot who have come with this.
You could use, right. You've got, oh yeah, subscribers too. So you could somehow use that, and you probably have.
Yeah, and you have your Don's dream.
No publicity is bad publicity, is the old saying. I don't know if it's still relevant, but.
Yeah, I mean, that has been my notoriety, like that particular video. When I was watching Barry's module this weekend, it was like, oh, I wish I'd attached something to it. A call to action would have been great back then. But and I do like making those videos. I have a few ideas that I'd hope to post before this ends. But
real quick, yeah. I know this might be getting off track, but Dawn, you can still append to that video with what in YouTube is called, I don't know, but
description or on screen.
Yeah, you've probably seen the new. Well, we're not supposed to watch the news, but at the end of many popular channels, they say, "Hey, if you enjoyed this video, remember to like, give it a thumbs up, and subscribe down below." They have that little on the end of every video.
Yeah.
But the drawback is it will be on the end of every video, but you could just 20-second message. I think it's 20 seconds.
Yeah, sure. And I've done that for a lot of my videos, particularly tutorials and things like that. So.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's great that you made these, and obviously it's something you had a passion for, and get a toy company to jump in and take away the thousands of hours you've put into learning something. You're gonna get a.
Couldn't she put a thing at the end that's like a link? Click here to buy the real thing with a DVD instruction from me, and I'll show you how to do it for real, kind of a thing.
I think that's a great idea.
I should update it. I have a DVD, and I should. That's part of why I was taking this course, was to make that funnel a little bit tighter. So that's a great idea. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, you're tied in with that ball. It's funny. I didn't know how you got all your followers. I did kind of poke around and see you with the big following, and I didn't know what it was. It's that ball, I imagine, was responsible for a whole bunch of it. The damn ball. Yeah.
Again. Now, in a case like this, wouldn't it make sense to even try to figure out a way to partner with the company since they got so much pull and so much they're out there?
Oh, I burned that bridge real good. We are not friends. And they went under, actually, in the end. But yeah, I smashed their video, their ball to pieces, and in a video that was trying to anti-commercial, their commercial. They were really
Have they sent you a cease and desist letter? Please pull down your video.
No, they were. We were having it out at the time. I almost got on Fox News. Somebody else ended up taking it from the community, like that kind of thing. It ended up being a. It was a very giant controversy. My friends still poke fun at me and be like, "Oh yeah, how's your Fushigi going?" And because I was really mad back then, I'm better now.
Be like one of us guys if we had gone against the masked magician way back when or something like that, maybe.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, I remember that.
Yeah, that
guy
was huge.
Do you still have that fury about the ball, Don? Do you still have the resentment, the fuel?
I actually beat them to their own game because I ended up on a TV show here in Canada. And when I started going out on the streets after that TV show, the children come up and point to me and be like, "You're the gold girl I saw on TV." And and I like flipped it, and that was the most satisfying thing in my entire life.
That was a good idea.
Yeah, yeah. It's a kids' TV show. It's YTV. They run it still. That show still runs. People, like little kids, recognize that Goldie character. It's, yeah, pretty ridiculous.
Yeah.
I'm just curious. Is that video monetized, and since when? This is, again, off the tracks, but
I don't know if anything is. You're all right, John.
It was, but I used copyrighted music, and so I got about $100 for it, and then it got dinged for music that I didn't own.
Ah. And where does that money go?
Goes to the people who own the rights.
No, but I mean so it's their video, the people who own the music rights, that supersedes the visual parts of it.
No, those advertisements go, yeah, onto their, so all of my monetization goes to the people who own the rights to the music.
Wow, wow. That's a hierarchy that I don't think most people would know about. I imagine most people would guess the video creator gets it, but not if it's illegally done.
That's happened to me, and you might be able to still profit from the video, but you've probably thought about this. Maybe in the description, and I've done this, I've been demonetized, but then you do, if a lot of people are watching the video, you could add a little something in the description. You could even say, if your video inspires people to get that toy ball, it may be you think, it's against the ball, but it probably does inspire people to get the ball. You could include the link to, and if that ball sells on Amazon, this might be true of some other stores, but on Amazon, you can generate a link, a short little Amazon link. And every time someone clicks that link, and this has happened to me, I've made a few dollars. Every time someone clicks that link, you get a percentage of that. They don't pay anymore, but
right,
because you directed them to Amazon to that ball.
Yeah, I'm affiliated with Home of Poi, and so yeah, I get free juggling balls basically because of the video. So every time people link on the video, I get 15%, and then I every once in a while buy a whole new multi-ball set that's basically free from Australia.
Nice, so, that's good.
Yeah, so it's small things, but it's nice. Yeah.
Nice.
Well, then one other thing too, and you're probably all aware of it, but I mean it's really easy to find royalty-free music to use. It's got a one-time charge and you're done with it, you know?
Yep.
Or yeah. Some of it's free. Free. Royalty-free and also...
Yeah,
I found a couple really cool tracks. Most of it's... but some of them are really cool music and it's free. You don't have to pay for it and it's royalty-free. It won't trigger the YouTube.
Well, YouTube even gives you music, which is nice.
So. You could find somebody, you know, like me or like Dan or whoever, a friend that's by you that you might know to that has the CD and has some originals and could partner up and just for the maybe for credit and a link or something like that, it'd be worth it, you know.
Yeah, it's funny. And people use the real music because of what it elicits, you know, because of the emotional connection we have to it. And that's, you know, that's people should be paid for that, you know, absolutely. That's something important.
Oh. One more thing real quick. If it's in your act, if you use music that's copyrighted in your act by Sony or some big name, YouTube will still listen and catch that. Isn't that true?
I fought one of those, though. I had our live video. And basically what I told them, if you guys ever run into this, this is all you have to tell them, is it was a live recording of a video shot in a venue that had
you disputed the copyright strike.
Yeah, so I mean, that got my video back on with noise, but I was bummed when that was...
More thing. You can do it. I think you can do it music up to 15 seconds before YouTube. So if you just want a little bit of some,
I didn't know that.
You know, yeah. Bow, bow, chick, bow.
Yeah.
15 seconds is under 15 seconds.
Hey guys, also you can try Creative Commons.
Creative Commons?
Oh, is that? I didn't know that's what Creative
Commons music.
Oh, music?
Yep.
Are you saying
something about that, Sarah? I don't even know what that is. Maybe that's a link or something.
What? No, it's not a link. I mean, if you search for Creative Commons music, it just basically means it's royalty free.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Oh, I see that as I upload videos to YouTube, YouTube classifies them as either, I think it says Creative Commons or something else.
I uploaded a video last year on the 4th of July, and I really wanted to use God Bless the USA for this little thing. And, you know, the Lee Greenwood song. And
yep, sure.
I got some warnings from them, so then I used something royalty-free. But are we all saying there's no way I could have used that song?
Probably not that recorded version of it. You know,
there is a way. I can tell you, but it's...
Is that to speed it up like 10% or something?
Pretty much. You can either... but
people
it's
did that for a while. I think they caught on to that.
Yeah, you've got to change it by an octave or two. Slow it down or speed it up. But by the time you're done with it, it will kind of sound like God Bless America or whatever the song was. And that depending on the song, you could do that. But even then, YouTube is owned by Google, and their machine learning is insane.
Something just popped up on my Facebook feed that is so relevant to what we're saying. Like,
share your screen.
Oh, I don't even know how to do that.
Well, you can't. No, you can. Yeah. Down at the bottom, it'll say share screen and just show it.
I'll just post this in the group.
Oh, sure. That's fine too. Yep.
Anyway, it's just a video magician named Trig Watson. Has he taken showbiz? Do you know Trig?
No, I don't know him.
Anyway, he just made a video with, the IHOP has been in the news for changing their name to IHOB.
Oh.
And they had this big marketing campaign, and they didn't tell what the B was going to stand for. Is it going to be breakfast? Is it going to be burgers or whatever? Well, we found out yesterday that it's burgers. And he just posted a magic video where he changes a thing of pancakes into hamburgers, changes syrup into ketchup, and then he changes the coffee mug logo to their new logo. But that's going to go – that is so smart. I just saw it, and I'm like, this is exactly what we're talking about.
Oh, my gosh. That is really a miracle. That's fingers right on the pulse of what's happening right now. I mean, I didn't know about – how can you just go from pancakes to burgers? I didn't even know you could do that, but that's a whole other conversation. But I mean, honestly, that's really smart. You know, that's looking at what's happening right now, timely and local. In module 10, I take you all through a TV training about how to get on TV news, and then it's everything is timely and local. You know, and local in his case is in America, although they're international. But still, boy, that's going to be great fodder for comedians for a while. I'm sure that's crazy. International House of Burgers. Wow, I hate to even think of that. Okay. Hey, let's talk about something else. Let me jump into this. If there's any more things on video, I mean, I love it. The topic is rich. It's it's where we're heading. As I said at the beginning of that module, you know, I think I don't know what amount of internet traffic is attributed to video, but it's only going up. So, you know, those of us who can rise above it are going to have something important to say. We're going to be able to do it in a way that's engaging right from the bat. And like I said, every frame is going to move the story forward. So something came up with Hans in the group about buying a list of businesses. And you can do that. There's that one amazing mail that I posted in the forum, which is a great one. Some Showbiz Blueprint alumni have done that. Really, and you can, you know, job title, number of employees, amount of annual revenue, how long they've been in business. There's nothing you can't settle down on that thing. So by the time you are contacting someone, you know it's probably a decision maker or someone who makes sense for you to contact. So I just wanted to talk a few ideas about kind of an awareness funnel. I've never even written about it, but I just realized when I was reading about that, oh my God, this is the kind of stuff I do all the time. And this is likened to some of the funnels we teach, the business card one, except they start cold. You know, they just start totally cold. And we don't take them into a sales funnel, but these are this awareness funnel. And Facebook, as Jennifer talked about in the Facebook ad training, there's awareness, there's consideration, and conversion. And those are the three stages of buying that every single person goes through. You know, whether you're buying a car or, you know, painting your house, whatever, it doesn't matter. You're always going through that. So what we can do on these awareness funnels is we can kind of help people through. So these key people can either come through an ad or a cold call you made or a random meeting like on an airplane or something, you know, who knows? Just somebody who you come into their mind, you think, wow, that'd be interesting to work for you guys. And then we move from cold to hot. And I just scribbled down a handful of things that came to mind here, but, you know, an inquire, an invitation to connect is probably the most powerful thing you can do outside of the place where you met them. You know, if it was a cold call, we do that in the sales funnel. In that, we just say, can I send you some things? And then can we make a time to get back on the phone? So we show our ability to connect, keep an appointment, be responsible. Random, you know, that, hey, can we talk about this sometime? Be great. I'll have some ideas for that. So, and then this is where you may want to think about not doing the work yourself. This, and this one didn't work. But if you had somebody who even 2 hours a week, you know, that number I was just talking about with another VA, 2 hours a week, and say this VA costs you $10 an hour, you know, because they're learning about the business also, and they're a little bit of a mentor.
Come on, let's live in Northern Europe. $10 an hour.
Yeah. So you know, modify that. But also, Hans, I mean, think about the opportunity. You can get someone to do it for. You can get someone to do it for free to get to hang out with you and work with you and get to see what the business is like from the inside.
I've been looking at VAs in Norway, and the cheapest you get, that's actually what you're standing at, is like $50 an hour.
50.
Yeah.
Charge more for your act, you know. So let's put this 10 to 50 an hour. Doesn't matter even at that. If you can get something to them that earns you more money and prestige, that's really out of line though. It's interesting to think about. You were saying the show caps at around 3K, and 50 is wow. It's, you know, that's a measurable percentage of that. And in America, you know, I do a show 15K, and I can pay a college student $10 an hour all day long. I mean, I have a couple on my Facebook Messenger that I just say, hey, can you look into this for 2 hours? And I just send them money right through Facebook. So, I mean, that's a gross disproportion compared to $50 an hour to 3K. So this, your price has to go up, I think, is what we're learning here. If they're paying 50 an hour for a VA, they shouldn't be able to pay 3,000 for an hour for you. So,
is this why the Norwegians are the happiest people in the world?
Ah, is that what it is? Yeah, because they're getting $50 an hour for doing VA work. That's awesome. So, you know, get that person to do, or you can do it, but just a little bit of research about who this person is after you've connected or looked them up online or done something. And then, you know, certain times that we hit them for sure with ideas. Hey, happy greetings, happy Easter, you know, whatever, happy New Year. We check in with people, what we're doing. We always keep an eye out, you know, and this is free. This is Google Alerts or, again, the VA. What's happening in their industry? Because I tell you, I booked so many gigs by just having Google Alerts on there. I would pay for Google Alerts, and I know they're recording everything I'm saying probably, but I would pay for that because really of what it's done, just to find out what's happening in the automotive industry, what's happening with memory, what's happening in car radiators. I mean, those are three where I've kind of known that something was happening and said, hey, here's something we should do at your next conference, and boom, introducing them to it. So, you know, and then again, always touch in with connection points. Can we connect in and see what's happening? Highlights, career highlights for you that are going on. Here's a picture of me on a cruise in, you know, south of France or whatever. And then, you know, always returning to the offers, finding ways to do offers. And that's either trade shows, industry events, product launches, celebrations that they're having in their company, in their industry. Always easy to find these things. So, you know, all of this stuff, none of it is written in stone, and all of it is fluid. You can do it as you want, but just having this idea of, let me design an awareness funnel that for me feels really authentic and I can do in a really good way when I meet someone new or when I make a cold call or when I hear about something in the news. What's a line I could drop to someone on LinkedIn that starts a connection, they connect with me? And what do eight to 10 touch points throughout the year look like?
Nice. My idea was using listening surveys to find companies who have, because I find a lot of my clients our companies who has anniversaries, 10 years, 20 years, 40 years, you know, and then find companies who have that amount of revenue, the amount of employees and the amount of profits last year that I know they are going to throw a big ass party this year to celebrate the 10 year anniversary, and then go directly to sales funnel to you guys grappling with entertaining your staff at your party, because they're going to have a party if they made $1 million the last year in profit.
Yeah. Like, congratulations on an amazing 2017. You know, let's get your party as magical as the year was, you know, just something like that would be just fantastic to jump in and grab, or, you know, any kind of music you want to do. If you know, the CEO loves them. Our ability to learn things about important people right now is It's kind of ridiculous. Look at this guy. This is someone I wrote a letter to last night. This guy, Michael Moskowitz. Just looks like another Silicon Valley millionaire. But no, this is the dude in 1977 who taught me to juggle. So last night I wrote him a line. I just said, yeah, I'm sure you don't remember me. You changed my life at a summer out by the pool in Southern California in 1977. So I haven't heard back from him, but I just wrote him a nice letter just because I don't know why. His name came up and I started looking around for him. And yeah, and just the ability to find someone like that. And who knows what something like that would turn into. I don't want to turn into anything, but I just wanted to thank the guy. But yeah, our ability to jump in and find out what somebody likes. You know, even taking this guy who, you know, he's just like anybody else you can find. But it's always usually got these things down here, you know, just for kicks. So here's what they like. You know, and I was so bummed to not see the word juggling in here. I can't tell you. I was hoping he still like would count juggling on what he likes to do just for fun. Spending time with his wife, friends, family, cooking, traveling, celebrating, looking for lots of art, taking walks and reading everything from novels to detective stories to economics and science. So, yeah, you can learn about people, and it's pretty powerful to do that. So use that to your advantage and don't do it yourself because it's not why any of us are here. But, you know, even Hans, I bet you anything in Norway, there is a young business intern who would pinch themselves to be in your sphere, even if it's a 6-month internship, you know, maybe at $10 an hour, maybe at nothing, you know, just, you know, who knows, but.
Hey, Hans, why, you know, do you have to have somebody that's in Norway to do your VA work? Because I use.
I do.
You do, yeah.
I've been like even trying to find conferences. I talked a lot with Michael about this and just finding conferences in Norway. It's you know.
It's a different world.
It's hard. You know, I spend half an hour finding one. You know, and I or if you really said, okay, I'm gonna choose a business, choose industry, I might find one. Spending 20 minutes searching with, but they are, yeah. They're right. Much more hidden. They are not out there. Sometimes you can get lucky and you find something like 10 in an hour. And sometimes you stay half an hour and just can't find the company info.
Right. And if you just do like what I showed in Google here, I don't even know. Are these all happening in Norway?
None of them are.
None of them, right. They're just things that say Norway when I look it up, right?
Norway, maybe. I see Copenhagen there, Oslo Børs. Well, most of these ain't. That's the EPOS there. That's Norway. But most of these things, you know, they are now. They are not like put out there 5 months in advance.
Yep. Yeah, it's a different
world. That's the problems I found. They are often done or now or the next month.
Dude, be at this one. You kick ass here. Are you kidding me? This is your summer. You have to come back from Tanzania or something, but come back from this one.
Cancer treatment 2018.
Yeah. That's a big, you know, that's a big cancer treatment summit. You know, I don't know. It looks like a big thing, so. Right in Oslo, yeah.
Well, I want to host, though. I want to do hosting events. Treasures are great. I do that.
That's the only thing I'd pitch for. You know, I would just pitch for the grand opening, you know, for the opening, you know, bring out the CEO or whatever, and then be there throughout the conference as two or three appearances a day or, you know, bring it on speakers, starting the general sessions, kicking off each morning with a big-ass magic stunt that just keeps building on each other. Yeah. Yeah, I know we challenged at the end of last week's live to do something scary and outside your comfort zone. And I saw in the group some people did that. I loved it. I love the video Tom jumped on and made. That was so. Did you do a short? Yeah, you did the short version of that. You cut it in half. Dan, did you make a shorter version of your video too? I challenged Dan. Oh, maybe he took off. Yeah, you know, it's like, it's so great to have outside eyes to look at that 3-minute video that Tom did and go, oh, he just needs to take the telling out of this thing and just do the showing. And then that video was like 100% better, like right when you put it up, just with doing it. So, yeah.
Just finishing that video was a real challenge. We did have other challenges getting the list together. So we're kind of plodding along. I think doing a 60-second version would be really spot on. I felt that as I was watching it. It felt a little too long.
Yeah, if you ever feel like that.
More videos to come, folks.
Good. If you ever feel that about your own video, just imagine that someone who isn't you and doesn't know you. Yeah, it's really, I don't know what the factor for multiplication is. But yeah, if you're barely getting through it or you're having a hard time with it. I don't know, man. This seems like some stuff's happening in Oslo. I mean, clearly that looks like the big place for it all, but some of these things seem to be happening there. What's this one? Cool planning. Is there a better thing for you with that haircut? You kidding me? Come on. Just pitch these things, man.
Yeah, sure. That's awesome. I'm mostly looking at like the smaller conference where I can come in and do the whole event, the whole like evening show and be the MC and stuff.
Yeah, I challenge you to just change that mindset a bit to just saying every one of these things, you know, the 4-day conference in Oslo on cool planning, changing climate in our urban, they're going to have some opening where everyone's sitting there and they have no idea right now how they're going to start it. And if you show up with just some stunt that's tuned towards the cool or it's got fans or it represents change, you know, climate change or whatever kind of change, you know, you guys are going to be together in this town for, what is that? I mean, I'll screw the pronunciation, but what is that?
Buda.
That's what I was going to say.
That's
yeah. But yeah, you guys are going to be in Buda for 4 days talking about this thing. Here's an event that sets the expectation and the audience's openness to the possibility of change from the second they sit down. I mean, let's just do this opening. Talk about them as you have them. Do a CVI. Keep it short and tight. Move it along. But I'll just find anything happening in Norway and just pitch, man. Collect some no's.
You could juggle wind turbines. You know, wind turbines?
Windmills?
Just juggle those. Barry, you could probably juggle.
I could do a turbine.
Wind turbines.
Turbine, yeah.
Or why turbine.
Not? What else is
pretty
there?
Big.
Hey, well, Barry, I know you emailed me back, but I'm still anxious to hear what you think about my little cancer presentation.
I've read it twice, Judy, and I'm just letting it – I mean – ask anyone who I've helped in here. I have a percolating system that's intense.
Yeah.
It's totally working in my brain right now. I love reading it. You have something so big. I vacillate back and forth when I'm thinking of writing you between scaring the hell out of you and uninspiring you to do it. So I'm trying to find a nice
pitch. Okay, that's fine.
We'll probably just jump on the phone and talk about it. But I think there's something really good there.
Okay, cool. Thank you.
You're right to reach out again. Hey, is anyone doing anything with producers? Did anyone take the stuff that I'm talking about producers and either act on it, do some research, find some?
Many.
You have been? Yeah, that's all you work with, I know you said, right?
I've actually been meeting three new ones the last week, or new ones, but like developing my relationship with some producers
right.
That have been, have not been, like just going to breakfast meetings and sent out some extra CVIs and some of my cold, and yeah.
Wow, I love it, Hans. Congratulations, that's really good.
Doing the last few years, it's like producers that kind of way. That's what my business. That's where it comes from.
Yes, and I could see it in a small, you know, small population like you're dealing with, where a couple people are going to become the kingpins.
I reached out to a couple of old contacts, people I used to work with or people who come across my radar lately. One woman is moving away. She books name acts and corporate events. And I used to work as a sideman for her act as a, she's a performer as well.
Oh, cool.
Her kids and our kids are the same age. But she didn't get back to me because she just opened a new show that she's acting in. Another guy was somebody else who had given me a lead a couple weeks ago, and I called him up to say, thanks, I appreciate it. By the way, I'd love it if I could send you the link for this new video. And Carl Peterson and I go way back because he used to book the Hancock Building.
Oh, sure.
And I had called him about a month ago, just as you were like, hey, call people you know. And then he came up on the call, last week? I listened, whatever. And
yeah.
Yeah, it was cool. He's like, oh, okay, cool. Carl's like a big shot. Good. Awesome. So
good dude, man.
I want to get the right material up for him. And right now we're trying to finish off the country club. So
awesome, man. I love it. And Dan, I'll just say one thing, and then let's continue with what you guys were going to talk about. Take a note for yourself. You know, your voice, your demeanor in your videos, like I would pay for that. You know, I never got to that level where I just felt like I was that comfortable. So man, lean into that, play that. Don't, there's no, you know, there's no persona there. There's no kind of false, the we business, the royal we. It's just, it's really clean. I loved it. So
Midwest work ethic, man, that's the way we talk.
Yeah, get that page in front of a lot of people with the copy we played with on there.
Yeah.
Good. Yeah, someone else was going to say something. Sorry about that. Did I?
It wasn't me.
Okay.
But I was wondering, on Get More Corporate Gigs, you talk about using e-speakers, and I'm wondering if you could say if that's still a relevant piece of advice, you think?
Yeah, I haven't. You know, I did use it for a while, but you know what about e-speakers is they're, you know, they have both sides of the coin. They get the talent and speakers coming in, and then they book with people who want to be bureaus, so they can just import that list. I mean, really, you can have a speaker bureau website set up pretty quickly if you join eSpeakers from that side of it. You know, you go through and click the speakers you want, and then it imports, and into your site template, you put a line of code, and then you suddenly book all those speakers. So, you know, I don't know that it's that valuable anymore, Tom. I'm not a great judge of that. I would check other places. You know, Benji Bruce, maybe you guys have seen his name. He's a cool guy. He may have some ideas about that, although he tends to be really about outbound marketing. Speaking Lifestyle is his page. Yeah, and this is a good page. I like this. Benji talks about good stuff. It's a Facebook page, Speaking Lifestyle. And he comes on live on here, and he's fun, you know. If nothing else, you'll get some ideas, and it's really fun just to see how a guy has stepped in and owned a piece of the pie. You know, he was a you can tell from this picture here what he used to do. You know, everyone knows the good which hand is the coin in trick. It's a great trick, but boy, he did all that and really became a voice in the speaker training world, and he's a good guy. But so, yeah, he may be a place to poke in on here and just kind of see, hey, is anyone using e-speakers? Because I don't know exactly anymore. Yeah. Can't search this page. So, yeah. So, well, good. I want to make sure we covered the viral videos we talked about. We talked about money. Hey, let me ask you guys live in person just to kind of hear what came up for you when you heard Mike Michalowicz talk. Has anyone done anything like that with their money? Is it scary? I certainly shared all my fears about it at the end of that interview. Like, what came up for me when I started doing it? Is anyone interested in doing it?
This story made me cry. I did buy the book.
Oh, good, Don. Excellent.
Yeah, I really need that piece. That's something that, like, I just have everything going into one account and then paying all the bills, and that really was very familiar to me. And I was like, I should do this.
Awesome. Please do. And, you know, he said at the end of that, like, don't start crazy. Start with just opening a second profit account and take 10% of a pay and put it in there. It's those little things that send the message, because this is ancient stuff. You know, this is fight or flight type business. When he talked about, you know, opening your online banking and seeing how you were feeling based on the number in your account, it's a scary way to be doing business. And, you know, unfortunately, it's not business. It's just emotional. It's emotional torture. So there's a lot of stages inside of doing that. You know, in his book, he breaks down kind of if you're ready to do this, if you're not ready to do it, if you're scared to do it, like what are some marching orders to get going? So I can't force anyone to do it, but I can tell you the level of comfort that comes right away from treating it more like a business and getting money put away into a profit, into a tax, into an expense, even those three are perfect for an entertainer. Like, we almost don't need any more tax, expense, and profit. And then I always have a fourth, though, because I do what he talked about at the end, that, you know, when David Rinaldi asked that question about the money that comes in, like, I always had the holding account for my, you know, for money before, while there was either refund periods or before we had done it, we got in a deposit. Like, I always just wanted to have money that I hadn't earned yet, as Michael put it, you know, in a holding account. So it's massive to do that kind of thing. And please don't feel, I just remember when I first heard about it, so many old stories came up. So if those are coming up for you, talk about them, shine some light on them. That's where the negatives develop in the dark. You know.
I went to the bank, created a new account. Please.
Awesome, John.
But Oh, anyway, I did that, I think a month ago or two, or maybe even before Showbiz Blueprint.
Awesome.
And I got the book, the audio book, which, by the way, is a good audio book, but it's very, very dry in parts because it goes through, I think it goes through grids or tables or something, and it's just boom, like
right stuff that's easier to see for sure.
It's more visual diagram stuff. But I use PNC Bank, and there was no problem setting up the account. In fact, she gave me a free, like, no charges on this account for pretty much no reason. She made something up, I think, but so there she waived the fees, which would be something like $8 or $11 a month service fee from the bank. But there are three, I have already three, before this, I had three accounts, but they're already named Growth, Reserve, and Spend. But there's not, I don't think there's really a way to nickname, there's a way to nickname the main umbrella account. So I now have two, which is Operating Expenses and then Profit. Because I first started with Operating and just, but anyway, so I have two accounts with three branches each.
Wow, okay.
And I just remember that the growth under the second main account is profit. So I've put 1% into that, starting with that $937.50 show. So $9 and whatever it is went into that.
Yeah. And I think it's great that you did that because it's just a message, you know. It's like Michael talked about on there, uncovering money stuff is really big. I mean, there's a month long and weekend workshops on, you know, our relationships to money, and you know, unfortunately it gets formed really early, usually before we have any control over it. So I congratulations, man, on doing that. I think it's really cool that you're doing that.
And yeah, I really loved the talk.
Yeah.
With that guy.
Yeah.
He pretty much gets you, like, any argument you can present, gets you in a double bind. You're like, oh, that just proves, you're just proving his point better than he can.
Right.
Like, yeah, I can't do, I'll do it. I have debt, but I have this, this, that.
Oh, yeah, that was the great one, right? Towards the end, he was talking about, yeah, guy was like, I can't get profitable because I have debt. You're like, well, you know, actually.
That's why you have debt, yeah.
No, it was really good, so. Listen to that one again if it would serve you, you know, maybe in a different place or throw it on a tape. And but yeah, that one really touched me. It was.
And if anyone wants a metaphor,
who doesn't?
It's a true metaphor. But he said, our this old 100 years old, 200 years old man said that our basically our appetite expands as the supply expands. But that's been proven in food science. If you have a bigger plate or a bigger cup, people, without trying to do anything, you just study group A, group B, the ones with the bigger plate eat more, and the ones with the bigger cup drink more. And the way, if you, and this happens with animals too, if you have a pet, if you give it like a huge bowl of dog food or something, it will eat more. And if you give it a small, but it won't be unsatisfied if it has a small bowl. Same with humans though. If you have a bigger plate, you eat more, you put more food on it. And it is unconscious. That's the important thing to remember, because you don't, just understanding that, it's not going to help. It's all unconscious. So it's like your body is some kind of machine that's going on its own. And it's just going to happen. You have to understand that. So if you just get some smaller plates or bigger plates, whatever, wherever direction you want to go.
Yeah, yeah.
That is going to make a difference.
Yeah, it is. Well, it's really
unless you're not human.
And that, that law, Parkinson's law that he talked about, it was that work expands. This is where I've seen it in my life so much, even more than what he was talking about. But work expands so as to fill the time available for completion. Well, I can do something, a miracle in a half hour, but give me 4 days to do it. It'd take 4 days. And so, yeah, that's one of the things I really like to talk to you guys about. We've worked a lot of it into here, is like perfection's not worth the time it takes. And God, just use a timer, get a deadline, get something out, put it out, and then use a group like this to get some feedback on it. Like Tom's video, you know, you didn't send that like right onto a web page and out into the world. Just did it, you know, without making it perfect, put it out. And then we can all just go, oh, let's shorten this, get rid of this, do this. And it's great. And then put it out. It's done, because that's how much time you gave yourself to do it. So I'm I'm really happy that we heard that. Anyone has questions about Profit First, please just get in touch with me. I'm a big believer in it. And, as I told him, I never talked about the money part of it. How to handle money in Showbiz Blueprint until we did that recording. And it's important. It's what makes retirement possible. What makes it so you don't have to be beating yourself up, the whole time. You can be profitable no matter how much you're making. You can be profitable if you get your expenses in line with what your business can afford. Yeah. All right. Anyone else want to bring anything up? I'm open.
Well, I haven't watched that. I haven't watched it yet, what you were just talking about. But
oh, okay.
Your comment, though, that you just made, that's my big hang-up. It's like, I want to get all these things done, but I need help, and I need to hire people. I have this huge block about spending all this money hiring people when I, am not making a lot of money myself.
Yeah, Judy. It's funny. What Michael says in a nutshell about this is general accounting, accepted accounting principles have always been income minus expenses equals profit. And all he does is flip those last two. So income minus profit equals expenses. So really it's this idea, the envelopes that maybe your grandmother did or something, he paints the picture of it so beautifully about how we as entertainers, as entrepreneurs, look at our bank account balance to see how we feel, and it's terrible. Whereas, we can be building retirement accounts. We can have an expense account. We can have a tax account. It doesn't matter if you make $100. Really, what it does is at the end of the day, those other monies go into these envelopes, so you don't have that anymore. You're not operating as if it was $100, $1,000, $5,000 gig. You're operating as if it was. It was what I have actually spent, my profit, my payment, my owner payment is $40. My profit account gets $10 because I'm putting 10% into that. My tax account's getting $20. And what I'm ending up with is what I actually have. So what it does is it forces you to live in a way that supports your business, doesn't create debt, and pushes you. I mean, it's the Parkinson's thing that he talked about at the end. When you started your business, you were lean, you got going, you got your gigs, you got your thing. And we get a false sense of security by having a check come in that's actually what we made. So boy, I tell you, grab that thing and just go take a walk through Golden Gate Park. It's a beautiful, beautiful day, I'm sure, for that. Always is. And
I could, but I hear what you're saying. I'm going to listen to it first.
Awesome.
The other thing for me, as I posted, I'm way behind. I'm just like finishing up my branding exercises. So
I get that.
I am just feeling like overwhelmed because I hear all these great things about Mago and I feel like I need somebody to sit me down and go, okay, why don't you just do this? Because there's just so much I need to do. And I started working on my GVI, CVI, but I haven't touched it in 2 weeks because I have all these gigs, so.
Okay. Yeah.
So I don't know, maybe we could talk offline about this, but I need somebody to go, just do this one thing. Would you just do this? Give me some direction.
You probably haven't gotten to the homework. I think it was last week where I kind of said, come on the group and say what's the 20% of Showbiz Blueprint that will make an 80% difference in your business right now?
Yeah, no, I did that.
It's okay.
To others. That's what I came up with. And I've been doing that, actually. I've been turning my friends on to all these gigs and hooking people up with other opportunities. So that's what I'm doing. I haven't seen anything come of that, but that's okay. That's not really about that for me.
Yeah. And the truth is that may not be, maybe that's the part of Showbiz Blueprint that you can do the 20% but maybe it's not really changing your business 80%. Is there a part of it that will change your business 80%? Approaching conferences that are coming to San Francisco with just a crazy ass Jimi Hendrix sister show, the San Francisco Experience. Collecting no's, getting the shitty ones out of the way first, and just the good thing about San Francisco is, every day you can refresh the calendar of events coming and there will be all new entries. So, maybe that's the 20% that would make an 80% difference in your business, is just putting out some $5,000 offers just so it starts to feel comfortable to put them out.
Right. But the problem is I don't have anything to show them yet because I haven't done the, the GVI, CVI. So that's where I get stuck.
Okay. So that's the breadcrumb trail back to what needs to be done. And, you got a ton of gigs. So, the other good news is probably you're a golfer, so I bet you as far as you can hit a golf ball, there's probably three out-of-work editors in San Francisco right now. It may be worth jumping on Craigslist to just find someone who does creative editing, tell them this little project you want to do, and just, you know, get it out of your hands.
Ben, I wrote that down. Put stuff out.
Put stuff out.
Okay, so that's what I'm going to do then. I will get that CVI, GVI thing. I just did an awesome show on Sunday. My whole band had to do Beatles tribute.
Mm.
And not that I want to be a Beatles tribute band, but we did pretty well. We watched the video last night and I was like, wow, I didn't think we could do Beatles that good, but that could be a whole other thing for me too.
I would not have pegged that on you to be a Beatles act, but there you go.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. You know,
thank you.
San Francisco was the 60s, you know, it was like this round and people, they always try and duplicate some version of that at a conference that comes there.
Yep.
So, I mean, even to bring out, you know, Groovy Judy presents the San Francisco music experience.
Experience, right.
Hey, I've got the album. It's Hey Judy.
Hey Judy.
I like that.
Oh my God. That's so great.
Well, the name of my company is Hey Judy Productions.
Is it? Oh, that's so cool.
It is. Yeah.
Yeah, that's really cool. Did you, do you have anything to do with the honey or did you just get someone to make that?
I have somebody make it for me, yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah. That'd be great. It sells, as you know, you bought some.
It was really good. Oh my gosh, I've had some. I probably had more honey than I have in the last couple of years. So.
Glad you enjoyed it.
I'm out of control. I'm bloating. No, I'm not. By that, I mean, I probably had 3 teaspoons, but yeah, that's more. That's good. I had one of each in a tea, so. Well, good. You guys, anyone else got something up they want to deal with, talk about?
Since we're talking about money, I had posted something a few weeks ago just about a couple of cleanups that I needed. And just wondering if you had advice on those. One was, and you could post if you have thoughts on this on the Facebook group, but one was just accounting wise, and I'm still a sole proprietor, so I didn't know if that was completely stupid or not, but my previous accountant had kind of just one way or the other, but I didn't know if you had strong feelings about that.
Yeah, no, especially working with kids and, you know, doing things where you're interacting with people.
For the protection then, more than the money wise?
Yeah, I mean, the protection and also the money. I mean, because when you start making more money, it's nice to have the entity making the money and it can still pay you the same.
Yeah.
And pay you what you need. But yeah, I'm real into that. And I think the best hour you can ever hire a pro for is a good accountant.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can look up in Chicago, Profit First approved accountants, and or just go onto Michael's website that he gives you. Those people, it's like $80 for an hour to sit and talk with them. And I mean, my gosh, you know, how crazy is that when you think about what you get paid for an hour in front of kids having fun?
To talk to who?
A Profit First approved accountant.
Oh, okay. Okay.
He's got a whole list of them on his website.
Okay. Okay. Can I ask my weekly GVI question?
I love it. We're going to have one for you soon. Do you have one yet?
But I'm going to do one like now with this lead that came in. So,
okay, let's do this. Let's throw it all out.
But my question is, all right, so I've learned that the GVI is more like a quick commercial.
Right.
Your CVI is customized. Is there ever a place for a general CVI where, like, I know Chad Chesmark has a one for trade shows on his website where it's almost your exact script, but it's nothing specific about the company or anything like that. Like,
right.
With Dan and all his country clubs or anything like that, are you always saying that we should keep that super short? Then if they show interest, then do the customized CVI with the proposal. Is that totally right?
I mean, the GVI is just literally an introduction. You know, we don't know the company. We don't know their event, who's coming, what people they are, how many years they've been having it, where they're having it. So, you know, think Super Bowl commercial on that. And use B-roll. I mean, my gosh, the stuff, you know, if you're going to market family events, just all the stuff you have, this is your savior. Really what you need is about 5 seconds of your face to establish, you know, who they're listening to, some B-roll, some great story, you know, the storytelling. And this, you can see this in any commercial. This is the exact framework of any TV commercial. You know, the problem, and then you kind of wiggle the problem a little bit, you know, they call it agitate. And then solution. And this is a perfect outline for a GVI right here. And you can do this in 30 seconds or in a minute. I mean, Dan had a version of that in the band one he made with all the people up dancing and singing and playing with that whole idea of your fussiest member, because everyone can picture that, you know, if you're marketing to a country club. But boy, and then, you know, if you want, come back on at the end, you know, live again.
And then, so let's say I make one of these for like an ad in one of my school assembly directories or something, and then they show interest. And there's no possible way I can make a custom video for every school that calls me this year. But I could have a general customized video introduction.
Totally.
And then just customize maybe the landing page, what I type, their name, and that kind of a thing.
That's it.
But the video is always the same. I can't narrate a new one each school.
No, my gosh, not even. I mean, I did those for, you know, five-figure corporate dates, and that's
really... Yeah, bigger things. Okay.
That's where that kicks in. But boy, can you have a generic one, and can you then when they do it say, hey, thanks so much for reaching out. You know, here's a little bit more on what will they'll experience. And, you know, up here in the corner is their school mascot logo, you know, whatever their masthead is. And then here you're like, you know, hey, Gina, you know, because you got a name at that point. And, you know, you can kind of customize the letter in there and make it. But yeah, the moving from the GVI into that CVI. And CVI, you know, it's customized, but it doesn't mean the whole video has to be. You know, here's your customizing is, how many students, what time their assemblies. You can basically have a template. And with Mago, I know for sure you can get that to fill in the fields on that landing page, which is,
right.
You know, that's freaking great. You know, as you're on the phone or you get the email back from someone, you ask them, you know, how many students, what time's best for your assemblies, and you're just filling that right into your Mago. And then boom, merge the letter together and send it out.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah.
One other thing is I was going through some of the sales funnels. This just popped up. School assemblies are not date specific, event specific. It's like, oh, we're looking for somebody this year. So for my didn't get the gig funnel, I don't know when they might have booked somebody else to say, hey, I hope that went well. Would you just kind of skip over that? Or
wow, that's a really kind of... Yeah, how do you do that? I mean, is there usually a month safety time, would you say? Is a month reasonable?
No. I'm busy year round. Some people book me year round. Some people book me, you know, some people try 2 weeks out, you know, it just depends, but.
Right. You know, what if you did something like, you know, let me follow that up when everyone's not on here, but
yeah,
just drop me a line, drop me a line about the school and I'll do a quick video on it for you, because I actually have an idea how that can go, but unless you're working schools, that would be a.
You talking about the funnel part?
Yeah. Just the, didn't get the gig funnel for schools.
Okay.
Yeah. Just drop, right. drop me a line about that, or put that in the group and I'll make a video.
I'll put it in the group in case anyone else is interested.
Yep.
And thanks.
I'll put an answer on the page about it for sure. Cause that's a good question. And how do you do something on that where it's not, you know, it's May 14th and May 15th, you can start that funnel so beautifully. So, yeah. All right. Okay. Okay, good. Well, you know, that's my stuff I want to cover. Do you guys want to use me up, use a brain for rewriting anything, for doing anything? Bring it up now. We can spend a little more time on it. I know Sora's going to go make a call. Judy's going to hire an editor who's a golf shot away from San Francisco for her, because guys, there's so many. Yeah. And
Barry, back to the GVI just now with Tim. So how does a GVI differ from the video, from the a video of clips, which might be called a showreel, but it's not really? That I have on the website already. It's just the narration over the top, is it, I suppose?
Yeah, you know what it is, Ian, it's the intention of it. And the intention of the GVI is a bit of an introduction. And the bit of the CVI is taking them deeper into the experience and already talking as if we got this gig worked out. You know, it's like my CVIs are just all about like when we're there, here's what they're going to see and here's what they're going to do.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's a little bit of a different intention. The GVI is a... you know, if we were kind of to break this, it's break it up into stages. It's beyond awareness, and it's into consideration.
That's exactly clarified exactly what I was asking.
Yep. Because this is conversion, right? This is
my
Yeah.
And those both could be on a landing page. They're each landing own landing page with, and you could have a link to your real promo video on both pages, really.
Yeah. Yeah, you can, unless you really want to kind of, yeah. The GVI, I might, yeah, you know, you should actually. It's funny. It's not the video there on the page, but a link to it, you know, get people to make some commitment, some action towards going to it. I don't want to overwhelm people. I really would just like that to just be one video, one headline. You know, you're having a holiday event. You know, a GVI for all the companies over $5 million or 100 employees in an area. Great. Yeah. Do a GVI in there and have a little box or a phone number to call. Then you have the conversation. And then you can even just have a deeper video that goes into it and have a deeper video that goes into it and customize the page.
Yeah.
Yeah, you can bring them into that level of it. So.
Yeah, because, yeah, okay, so my original video is out there to help with the awareness, but once someone's thinking about it, yeah,
right.
Thank you.
And Ian, have you launched into anything that doesn't have kids involved yet? I know that's part of your goal.
Oh, do you know, it's hit me big the last week. I had a couple of quiet weekends for shows. And I'm thinking, when did this change? Why was that? And people book 8 weeks in advance. And 8 weeks ago, what did I start doing? Oh, hi, everybody. Wow. So, and that's when I started upping my prices, having longer conversations. But the bookings went down slightly. You know, I've got a good July coming. June's okay because it's the end of the school year. So that's all right. But yeah. It's made me realize that my positioning and branding isn't right for a higher price. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
I think I've already found the limit of where I was charging. So that's cool. So perhaps we'll go back there. And now I've got to start afresh with something new for everyone.
Well, you know, it's funny looking back 8 weeks, you know, you had made some statements out into the world. You had joined something. You had had an interview. You started talking about conversations about playing bigger, about getting out of the market. And man, we are powerful creators, you know, that's all I can tell you. We're just hugely powerful creators and you start doing that. So, you know, I hope everybody at this point in our journey together has at least something that they can create a web page on, you know, whether it's a, you know, Builderall or Instapage or they're using a WordPress site, but you need somewhere where you can literally start taking your ideas and making a page that is something that scares you. You know, this is something I want to be doing in the year, like for Ian's thing right now.
So to add a bit of color here, today it's been a very good day because the zoo, who a year ago wouldn't ever use outside entertainers, have booked £2,500 with me. That's my biggest show ever by a million bucks, you know. So that's like a residency in Half Term, their busiest week of the year by a long shot.
Wow.
And it's so funny looking back over everything we've learned and how I accidentally did 60% of it to end up with this show, with these shows in Halloween. And that's been confirmed today. So that's been on the back burner, but it's been confirmed today. And I just want more of that. And I stumbled on that and I need to take the stumbling out. I need to, yeah. But that's why we're all here. I don't want to remind everybody 9 weeks.
Yeah. Yeah. So, you know, let me end you with this thing. Whether you do it, I don't care if you do it on a notepad with a pen or you do it on a page builder or you do it on your WordPress site and don't publish it, but just create something. Create a page that offers a show, you know, that offers a show or whatever that doesn't exist right now. You know, that doesn't even exist. That simple act gets the ball rolling and gets it started. Like, you know, this thing you landed with this zoo. It's like, this could have been something you just created, but what's the one after that? Is it an adult show? Is it a, you know, at a camp where they have 10,000, is it on a stage at some big, you know, some big family event? Is it, what's so big that it scares you? And what does a page look like that offers that? Man, this is so big. I did this with trade shows. I used to do this with, you know, trade shows that were $25,000, $50,000. And I was like, and then they came to be because I had just created the page. Then I got the nerve to show it to someone and they gave some feedback on it. And then I got to where I said, geez, here's a client that could probably do it. And I said, fuck it, I'm just going to send it to him. And I send it to him and you get a no the first time, but it never has to be that first time again. So let's find that. Let's find that way to just create something. You know, for Judy, it might be this this cancer show. Like, just get it on paper. You don't have the time to do it on. I know for sure Judy is spending time waiting in the wings to go on, because I've been there so many damn times where it's a half hour and someone else comes to speak. Then there's a tech problem and you know, there's a lot of time waiting. If you work on cruise ships, I know some of the people here work on cruises. You know, you have everything except 2 hours out of a week to work on something. So don't get stuck on the technology of it. Create it on paper if you want.
Mars had to create a website.
Ian, having it at about an adult show, you know? An adult family show. What's a big one? You know, what just scares you? You know, what's got 10,000 people in the audience and it's just some big, crazy thing? You know, and this one, Judy's could be like a national conference. Like, this is just what you have to create. You have to get this out of your head so that it can get in the world, then it can become yours. So please take the risk to do something that that doesn't make any sense right now.
That definitely scared me.
Yeah. Yeah, I saw your camera disappear, and I just figured you fell over. So.
It was too tough to do.
Oh, we got somebody unmuted. Sorry about that. Could you guys mute yourself if you're not talking? Sorry about that. Yeah, so that scared you, Judy, though. That comes up. And there is some big national conference that would thrive to hear you at the beginning of this thing doing two songs, telling your story, and then doing one song to go. And it would be a paycheck you'd never forget.
Yeah, that's why I need your help. Please.
All right.
It's crazy because an audience of 10,000, I'd love that. Oh, that would be good, wouldn't it? It's what to do when stood there in front of them. But yeah.
What to do on the stage? Nah, yeah, you'd do that today. You'd be fine.
No, I know. And I probably could walk on and it would be all right. Like you say, you live by your wits. That's what we do. That's what we do. There's nothing more reactive than what we're doing out there live. But
that's it.
This planet is reassuring someone that it's going to happen, that it'll work.
Yeah, and it does. It does work. You do create them yourself. I've done it too many times, and I move in circles of people who do this stuff all too often. But as long as it's hidden inside and hasn't come out yet in some form, man, it's really damn hard. So I don't care if it's pen and paper. I don't care if it's just a little Word document. But, man, I would love to see some people posting some things that scare them and just kind of go, here's what I want. Because even putting that out, that's when I can go, oh, man, I know somebody who connect you to that. Or I know somebody or somebody knows somebody. And it just starts happening. So, all right, without getting too Byron Katie and mystical on us all, I want to just, offer that out there that we need to create this stuff on paper before we have a chance to do it. Oh, I see Tim shared this International House of Burgers video. So this guy was really smart to get this in time here. Oh, boy, I don't know how to do this. Oh, yeah, I've seen this guy. Great, yeah. Yeah, and then there's the burger. Smart stuff. Yep, it'll start building. Oh, maple into ketchup. I think I saw him grab that. Nice. What was his time on this? 1 minute. Cool. Yeah, that's fun. So let's look for let's keep our eyes open for those opportunities, you guys. In fact, you know, if you have something going on, you have some idea for something viral in the world, please take the first step by just putting it onto our group and just talking about, you know, I have no idea, but here's something I'd like to do. And let's just let that conversation kind of boil up, because You know, the same as creating this page for an act, an offer that doesn't exist right now. The same for a video that doesn't exist. Like, get it out of the dark place and get it into the light. And let's start talking about it. I told you I would. Anyone who can get to 100,000 hits on a video, I would. I'll jump behind you and help you figure out how to get to 1 million. Introduce you to whoever you need to make that happen. So, all right, I'll check out. And hey, Joshua, I saw you down there. Is there anything? Are you? I know you work when you do this. Is there any chance of saying hi? Oh, I think. Oh no, there he is. Anything you can jump in or you want to say or add? Is it possible?
Yeah, I can talk right now for a couple minutes. Yeah, I know everything's been going really, really good. Just been super busy. Had a bunch of gigs. I'm a little far behind on some of the stuff, but I haven't watched the module yet. For this week, but got a lot of, I hit up about 6 different places to do the event research. Got a couple of people want to contact with me, so we're setting that up this week. So that's awesome. Just the holiday funnel thing, starting that. I have the whole list, and I'm putting that all together, and yeah, just a million things running through my mind of stuff to do, but it's all going really well, though. So.
This is awesome, man. I love hearing that. This is what 20-year-old energy looks like. All this stuff's just going on, and you got this job, yeah. It's really cool.
It's my first post-booking, a post-show funnel last night. So.
Oh, good. You started a post-show funnel.
Did the first one last night, yeah, and it went really, really well. She was so excited after getting it.
So, yeah, it's exciting for people to get that email when you're just like up in your room. Or. Hey, did you are you looking inside of the industry that you were in? I think it was the card processing business. Have you?
Yes. Yes. I have like 3 or 4 of them that I'm actually talking to right now.
Okay.
So, those are ones on the list that I actually put forward to. And they're like, oh, yeah, let's talk. And so, so I talked to them on LinkedIn, talked to them on like emails, everything. So, and they finally got a hold of me because they didn't list numbers. So I had to first try to figure that out. But I got a hold of them. So.
Awesome, man. Oh, I love hearing it. Very good. Yeah. Cool.
Yeah.
All right. So. Just wanted to hear what's going on. Desi, I see he's down there. I'll talk to him offline. And and then Thomas is probably taking some in. So I know Thomas is doing good things with the fun video he put out last week. And I'd love to hear the results of some of that too. So, all right, guys. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for you guys live. Thanks for you guys on replay. And thanks for just doing the work and staying with this. I want you all to be the biggest success cases this program ever has. And to do that, I kind of keep nudging and accepting where you're at and meeting you where you feel like the bridge disappears. So stay in touch with me about those things. And we'll continue week 10. Is that week 10? Yeah, week 10 comes out on Friday. Great homework this week. I looked ahead and saw some of the really good ones that are happening. So dig into them all, continue, and then we'll all move into the alumni group, and we'll archive this one after a month or two. You'll still be able to reach it, but we'll take all the posts over there. So good to see you guys. And I don't know, I wasn't looking at the comments, but maybe John wrote some wisdoms down along the way. He's so good at it, so thank you. Cool, bye, everybody.
Bye-bye.
Have a great week, everyone.
See you.
Take risks. Bye.